Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Nothing makes Dan Shaughnessy happier than hearing Mitch Miller in the gang.
Even Mitch in the gang can save this song. I hate this song.
Never
liked this.
This is truly a white Christmas here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It is. Yeah, we have that. Yeah, the best pipes. Good.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Nice to see you again.
Yeah. My favorite time of year when you get to play Mitch.
Nice to see you again. What do you make of Nathan Eovaldi back to the Red Sox, $17 million a year? Or, excuse me, $16.875 per year.
No, Beetle, I haven't been this all in on any acquisition the Sox have made since they got the Panda after the World Series in 2014.
Okay, that one didn't work out.
Yeah.
I know.
Bad example.
And they could...
They really grabbed the bull by the horns with this one.
They could regret this at some point, but you know what? I don't care. This is a great thing for the fans. It's a great demonstration by management, ownership, that they're committed to winning now, which they need to do because of the structure of their roster and the age of the players and bills coming due and all this stuff. They're willing to blast through the luxury tax threshold. They have now committed, by my number, $84 million to four starting pitchers for next year. And that's with Sale at a low 15. Sale is the low man on the totem pole of the four-man rotation now.
Well, say you do get in the postseason, the way they've juggled and shuffled different pitchers in and used guys in different roles, they've proved you could skin a cat in different ways.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, their Midas touch was so good last year. All the stuff they said they were going to do, it all worked. Like the Eovaldi thing, he could be our bridge guy with a crap bullpen. Don't worry about it. He'll do it. And then it all worked. So now they're kind of fooling themselves. I think they'll have Brazier be the closer. We discovered him too, and he can handle that job, and we can lose Kimbrel and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's bold thinking, and this is the kind of thing, Beetle. If George Steinbrenner were alive today, this would not have happened. Eovaldi would have signed back with the Yanks. I mean, it's a perfect old school Steinbrenner Yankee move. You take their guy, you overpay him, you break the bank, you don't care, and it's a need that they have. They need starting pitching. They just lost on Colvin, and you know they're not doing what they used to do. So that's interesting for Sox fans as well, that the Yanks, I mean, it's amazing to me that they haven't gone more all in on starting pitching.
So they may regret it at some point, but they're keeping the team intact, which I love.
Yeah.
And they're trying to give it another run before it all falls apart.
I mean, if these guys...
Because, Dan, it is going to fall apart.
Of course. If everybody does what they're supposed to do, they could be a real wagon next year. I mean... You know, they didn't have Eovaldi all this year. And, you know, he throws 100. He's 28, you know. But, I mean, he was never that good until the postseason this year. He's been potential. He's sub-500 lifetime, you know, hurt a lot. And, again, they got him for a bag of balls.
But the truth is Tommy John revision surgery is becoming more common.
Well, and
correct?
Alex Speer has a wonderful piece today, very thorough, about guys who've had two Tommy Johns and the whole, you know, it's done now. And in some cases, you're right, in some cases it's done the way you would proactively to make you better.
Well, it's been so perfected over the years. It's not like you're the first guy where you're the guinea pig, you know, and you're just testing it out on him. You know, others have done it, and once you have two, sometimes they say that thing's rebuilt better than it's ever going to be. Same thing with the knees.
A study published this year in the Journal of Shoulder and Elbow Surgery, which I subscribe to, I'm sure you do, reviewed 1,429 Tommy John surgeries on professional baseball players between 74 and 16, including 93 Beetle revision surgeries.
Okay.
There you go.
And what else does it say?
Until this decade, revision Tommy John surgeries were rare. The first one took place in 96, and there were no more than five in any year through 2011. But with the massive rise in total Tommy John surgeries, there likewise has been a significant increase in second-time and third-time surgeries with a 10 to 20% performed per year since 2012.
Remember when two names said Tommy John, you're thinking kiss of death, man. Guy's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not true anymore.
Nope.
No, Tommy John is becoming more and more common.
It's almost like a bag of ice. Go to the colleges. I mean, they kids 18, 19, oh, yeah, had that, been there, done that. You know, that's why they're in college programs, because they did it. They do it ahead of time. Make me better.
Get it out of the way and make me better.
Yeah.
What a sick world we live in.
It is a weird thing. It's a weird,
sick, strange world we're living in. But that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Nathan Eovaldi is back feeling better than ever, and now the Red Sox have him. I saw that Maz wrote on 98.5thesportsapp.com that Nathan Eovaldi will not, that the Red Sox should use caution. He wrote this before they signed him, because Nathan Eovaldi will not swing the power between the Red Sox, Yankees, and the Astros, that he will not be the piece that puts a team over the top, that he will not be the reason why.
But what's the downside of bringing him back?
That's what I would sort of say.
But again, why wouldn't you do this if you can?
But doesn't this help you and potentially hurt the Yankees because he's not there?
Absolutely. And that's what they need.
That to me says, okay, maybe he's not. I don't disagree with what Maz is saying when I read his story. Yeah. That he knows
he's just being negative.
He's being critical. He's being critical. He's a
hate guys.
Critical
eye. Negative.
Stop it, Dan.
Sake of negativity.
Stop it. So he has said this, and I agree with that, but I also think that he can keep the balance what it currently is, right? Where the Red Sox and Yankees and the Astros are all in the same department, but if you want to beat both of those teams again, this can help you do that.
Oh, sure. And, I mean, what separated Boston and New York last year was the starting pitching. We saw that in the playoffs. I mean, the Yankees had dog meat in games 3 and 4. Once the thing went back there, they had nothing. And their game one guy underperformed as well. So that's what separated you from the Yanks. I mean, it was 9 wins during the regular season, but in the playoffs, they took 3 out of 4. The Yankees didn't have the starting pitching. They have everything else. They still should scare the hell out of you. And Houston has the starting pitching. Not sure how they go forward. But like you say, Beetle, the Red Sox going forward, you have to close your eyes when you think about 2 or 3 years from now, unless they just want to just throw amazing money at all the young players and then keep acquiring older in their prime pitching. It's a very expensive formula.
Oh, what they've currently got going on is a very expensive formula. The way they're going about doing things is very expensive.
They're the old Yankees.
They might at some point have to do a full, you know, develop in the farm
system.
Go
Detroit.
you might have to go full Detroit. Or even worse, you might have to go full Houston.
Yeah.
You know, the way Houston did for a while. It could.
Oof.
And so just based on that alone, I fear that, like, the Red Sox apocalypse is going to happen after this is over again. Like, we're going back to 2012 again. Maybe not that bad. Oof. But there's going to be a downturn. There's going to be a natural downturn after next season. And so if you want to try and keep the group together and try and win it again, and let's say they pull it off and go back-to-back, they've bought themselves time. They've bought themselves the get off my back. We're trying to put it back together again. Yeah. So I could sort of see the motivation, and of course we all want them to win.
Yes.
Want them to win it again.
And, you know, Dave Dombrowski can go off to his next job and do it again somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
And leave it all behind.
Yeah, I don't want him really doing the rebuild.
No. No, you do not.
I really don't want him doing that.
It's not his thing.
No. Might be time to bring Theo back if things aren't going right.
Yeah, well, don't rule that out either.
Yeah. Mark is in Medford. He was on hold earlier. Hey, Mark.
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
It's awful.
Before I get to my Patriots comment, I do have a comment on the Eovaldi thing. Yesterday, Tony Mann said, won't offer him more than 4 years at $40 million, and that's it. And I'm going to agree with him. You really don't know what he's going to be like, you know, the whole season.
First time.
Just because he had a great postseason, you're going to give the guy, you know, $70 million? That's crazy. But my Patriots thing, you guys played that montage with all the Patriots losses on the radio. And it sounds like to me that, is it just Brady that sucked during those games, or was it the Patriots as a whole? Because to me, it sounded like it was all Brady.
No, I don't think it was all Brady. I was at a lot of those games, though. You were at all those games.
I was a lot of games. You know, whole team.
I mean,
stunk.
That is a weird. That's a really good stat, though, about how
he's
seven.
He had Ryan Tannehill backed up before one of the halves. It was 3rd and 14. He converted it. They end up scoring 2 plays later. Give me a break.
Yeah, some weird things have happened. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Dolphins this year, there is no excuse to lose to them this year.
Nope. I agree.
I am sorry. They are. They are terrible.
Down? We're going to talk to Dan Shaughnessy about the game coming up this Sunday. Mix in your thoughts on Nathan Eovaldi as well, 617-779-0985. Sounds like Dan's calling it another tomato
game. Right. Oh, no question.
That's what it sounds like.
We'll keep mixing it up. We'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Yeah.
That's right. We'll get thoughts on that. You are trying to shoehorn this PETA story into the day, aren't you?
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is totally unrelated to what we're going to talk about with the Patriots and Dolphins. You know how Alex Smith broke his leg a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
Sounds like he's having some real, really bad medical complications as a result of the surgery and now a subsequent infection. His chances of playing football again might be diminishing by the day, but it could be very, very serious.
Well, obviously, they've placed rods and plates in there to stabilize the bone. I mean, we talked about Kyrie Irving just trying to stabilize his kneecap and how, you know, screw in there could get infected and taking that out, the complications. Anytime you have metal contact in your bone and you're going in there and you're opening them up all that time, I don't even want to talk about it because it gives you the chills.
Yeah, the Redskins just put out a brief statement following some reports earlier today. It says, on behalf of Alex Smith, we appreciate all the concerns and prayers over the injury he incurred on November 18th against the Texans. Although this is a serious injury, Alex and his family remain strong. We would ask that everyone please honor the Smith family's request for privacy at this time.
Oy.
That sounds bad. Really bad.
When you got to release that type of statement, yes.
Yeah, there was a report earlier in the day from The Fan in Washington, 106.7 The Fan. They reported that hearing from several different people over the last few days, Alex Smith having devastating complications from his broken leg surgery, battling now an infection. Supposedly, he's had multiple surgeries to try and combat the infection. Chances of him playing again in real jeopardy.
Do you know they rushed him to surgery right away that night?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a serious,
hours after the break,
sort of complicated thing when your leg gets crushed like that.
Well, they said it was the bone was protruding from the skin. Yeah. So that was the big, big-time compound fracture that they really weren't looking for.
Not good. Not good. I hope that works out there. That's bad news. Never want to see that for any player.
Ugh, God.
Dan, you think this is another tomato can? The Dolphins stink.
Everybody knows this. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, these guys, they are. How are they 6-6? I mean, I know they're 1-5 on the road. Their point differential is minus 60 or something like that.
Well, they've had injuries, like, too. I mean, you just grab the bull by the horns and you just play your tail off.
Dan, are they the second best team in the AFC East?
No.
Who do you have ahead of them?
Buffalo.
Yeah, I'd say I'd take them in a game. I mean, it's weird. It's world's tallest midget comp. You know, that's what we're talking about with this thing now, you know, with the AFC East. But I mean, so their differential is like 50 or 60. They're 29th in offense and defense. How is that possible? They're 29th in both offense and defense. I just looked it up today. And
if you know what you'll find out about a team, look at their wins. Just go and look at how they play.
Three of them are in the AFC East. Buffalo,
Jets, Bills, Raiders.
There's
yeah,
three.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And the Titans, too. Yeah.
I mean, remember when they came here?
They had to come back to beat
them. They were 3-0 when they came here.
Wasn't that rainstorm? That was against the Titans. I think they stopped that game.
Yeah, start of the year.
Yeah,
we'll play our audio from that later.
Good.
They came here, they were 3-0, and they were the worst 3-0 team anyone had ever seen. They were the first team to be mathematically eliminated by losing their first game of the season. Because everybody knew when they lost that game in Foxborough, that's it for the Dolphins again. We know what they are. So here you are. I know Brady's 7-9 down there. Something always happens, the weather, whatever. But no excuse this time. And it's a coveted hat and T-shirt game, which is like getting a world's best dad T-shirt, you know, to win the AFC East. You know?
I got that.
I mean, yeah.
Got the cup, too.
It's like, not to diminish the accomplishment of winning 10 straight and 17 out of 19, whatever it is.
With what, 4 weeks left?
It's like, but this is
nice
so
division
ridiculous.
You got there.
I love these handstands of these gymnastics I get from all these Patriot fanboys about how the AFC East doesn't suck. I'm sorry.
Remember post-draft in April?
Whoa,
you got Josh Allen and Sam Darnold coming. Whoa.
Look at what your eyes tell you. I mean, it's just preposterous how bad this is and how easy it is to win this division. Again, every year, Thanksgiving, it's over. What do we do next?
You put no stock in the fact that Brady has a losing record there. He's 7-9 there.
I know.
That he's lost to terrible teams, terrible quarterbacks, terrible head coaches.
There was a time, I mean, with, like Zoe said, when Jason Taylor was there, they could bother him a little bit. I remember those days, you know. I mean, it was a little. They've had tomato.
You know how they won games with their defense. That's how they won. All those years, they would, when they were competitive, they won with their defense.
Yeah, there was that night game, Monday night or Sunday night, they gave him a tough one down there. Long time ago. They suck. Everybody knows this. Patriots know it. You can't put perfume on
them. They've lost there before when the other team has sucked. They lost there to Dan Campbell.
The year they didn't try.
Lost there to Dan Campbell.
Two or three years ago.
2015, Steven Jackson. That's the
nobody naps.
So
don't take a nap.
That's fine. Listen, they you can say they've beaten themselves there. They could do that again.
They'll try to win this week. They didn't try to win that game 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. That was unbelievable.
You tried not to win the game, and you almost actually got your quarterback killed.
Yeah. 100 times in a row, they handed off. All that stuff happened. You could see the Dolphins get mad as a
game. So if they win down there, it's not a good win. You're not putting much stock into it.
No, I will mock that, and I will be there to
mock. And if they lose?
We'll crush them. You know, yeah. How did this happen? How could you let this happen?
Right.
How could you let this happen?
I agree with that.
617-779-0985. Joe is in Revere. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Dan. Yes. Dan, great. You're a great writer, Dan. I always wanted to say that to you.
Thank you.
Joe is my main man.
My man.
Beatles, everybody have a great holiday.
Oh, tis the season.
Everybody keeps on knocking. Everybody keeps on knocking Brady. But meanwhile, all he does is win.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Do you do your Christmas shopping yet?
I give money. They want money. My kids want money so they can buy all them electronics.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know how they are.
So yeah, I know.
Kids.
I say, hey, what do you want? They're like, we want stuff.
So you give the kid money, too? You don't buy anything for them?
I give them $300 to $500 and let them go do what they want with
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
Wow. That's it. Simple as that.
Nothing says you care like a fistful of sweaty cash.
I love that.
There
you go,
kid. I live it up.
I give
my kids what they want, and then let the mother, she can do it. She can go to fly a kite.
So you and the mother don't get along.
Oh.
I take care of my mother and father, and that's it.
Yeah.
Right. hey.
Hey.
What are they going to do about them Celtics? Are they going to start playing ball? And
yeah, they just won three in a row. They're going to kill the Knicks tonight. It'll be four in a row.
Good Celtic call.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a good point there. They should kill the Knicks.
You like that point guard that Celtics got?
Last time and the Knicks killed us.
Yeah, that was bad. Won't happen again.
All right, Joe.
Won't happen again.
All right, buddy.
All right.
How did he get through the screen?
He should be in a Christmas song. Yeah. He's giving.
Yeah, he's one of my people.
One of our better callers.
Pretty good.
But he says everyone keeps knocking Brady. People are knocking Brady. All he does is win, except when he goes to Miami where he's 7-9. And last year, the Patriots went there having won 8 in a row, and the Dolphins got a win 27-20. They forced 7 three and outs in that game against Brady. He had his single lowest passer rating in 4 seasons last year against Miami. They were without a third down conversion, the Patriots as a team, for the first time since 1991. At least 91, when the league started doing stats on that.
Wow.
And that was after they had won 8 straight, Dan. Last year, they come up with a clunker in Miami.
You know who invented the third down conversion stat?
Who's that?
Jeremy Capstein.
Is that right?
Yes, he did. He used to work for Keith Jackson. He invented time of possession. Stuff that nobody kept before.
When you drink and drive, you lose.
Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah, he started all that.
Capstein.
Yep, I know. He's a diverse man.
Where is he now, may I ask?
Well, he's
looking for new headphones.
Duquette hired. That was noise suppression. That was not Mars.
No kidding.
But Duquette hired him in Baltimore, so he worked there. But now Duke's on, so I think Jeremy's looking for his next gig. But the purge is complete here. There's no more Lucchino guys. In the Red Sox front office, they're all gone. You haven't seen Dr. Charles Steinberg lately, have you?
He was in. He was at the Paw Sox,
yeah,
was he not?
Yeah. He and Larry are down there making magic down there now in Pawtucket, Worcester, on and on.
Capstein used to wear the big yellow headphones.
Yeah, well, that was the noise bothered him back then.
He was parking planes.
It used to be the headphones. they were the type that like a landscaper would buy.
Yeah. Oh, you know? With the leaf blowers.
Yeah, so it can not only protect your ears.
They were Sony's, right?
That was the point.
Like industrial grade.
Block out the noise.
You want to give them those parking.
You can buy them at Home Depot. Lights. Like that's where you can buy these.
Yeah, you probably did.
That's where you look for something like that. Yeah. One of giant yellow headphones.
Great man. Really,
yeah, it gets so noisy at baseball games.
He knows baseball.
Get crowd
but
noise.
He invented that stat.
And then he walked in and handed Terry Francona a cell phone when Francona was in the...
Keith Jackson.
When he was in the... What?
He went... Tito had just come out of surgery. He had his knee operated on.
Yes.
And this is when Theo quit.
Right.
And it all kind of happened.
And Capstein tried to take the job.
Well, Tito was coming out of a drug haze, you know, in his hospital bed. And the first guy he saw was Jeremy there, who was ready to take over. It was like a palace queue with Al Haig, with Reagan, all the Jeremy said, yeah, I'm going to be the guy now. And then he had Keith Jackson call Tito and put him on the phone with him. No one knows why, but he did. He could always reach Keith Jackson. No longer. But, he used to put people on the phone with Keith Jackson.
That's odd.
I know.
Just to call him, for no really good reason.
Nelly. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's Tito's memory. He says he was on drugs, so he's not really sure, but that's what he remembers.
When we worked in Providence, he used to call in every day. He wanted to talk to Zoe on the air all the time.
I love Jeremy. He's the man. He's Mr. He ran for office down there.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor.
He's a Providence guy.
He was ahead of the curve on Schill, too. He called all that stuff, like, you know, months in advance. He told them they were all out of their minds. He knew.
Capstein knew.
He did.
And now he needs a job again.
And you know, he used to be Jerry Maguire. He was the original Scott Boras. Yeah, he was a super agent.
He was
a
big part of free agency.
Had everybody.
Was he not?
He basically, in my view, he killed Tom Yawkey because he broke his heart. He had Fisk, Lynn, and Burleson after they went to the World Series in 75. They all held out in the spring of 76. Broke Tom Yawkey's heart. He died in July. Yeah, little known fact.
So Capstein ruined the Red Sox in the 70s.
He did. He was a player. He had everybody. Yeah, he was the guy. And you couldn't get him to call you back. He was a superpower agent. First one, before Boros, before Jerry Maguire, all those guys.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dan, you think the Celtics have everything sorted out?
No, but it's going the way you want it to go, and they should crush the Knicks tonight. That'll be four straight, so that's good. I like the Morris starting. I like Morris starting. I'm okay with Smart starting. Let Jaylen Brown work his way back in. I'm okay with all those things.
Now, Hardy and Zoe were out yesterday, but we had Brad Stevens on. Bert and I talked to Brad Stevens.
How'd Bert go do with him?
He was good. Bert gave himself like a C- on the interview, but I don't know why. I thought he was fine.
Who had the first question?
I did.
You know what I would have asked if I had been there?
What?
Here yesterday. Did you any of you see him after the Knicks loss at home on the Wednesday night? I mean, I don't usually watch post-game press conferences, but this was, they lost that game the night before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's weird that they're here again. Like
we talked to him last week.
Oh, my God.
So
he was so good. And that it was the best post game presser in town in the last 50, I don't know.
Well, he said something along the lines of maybe we're just not as good as we thought we were.
Oh yeah,
right.
He was very kind of confessional and introspective and you know called him out a little bit and then put it in perspective. I just thought it was rare and good. I mean he's good all the time, but that was really good. So yeah, they'll kill the Knicks tonight. That'll be four in a row. I don't know why have they had this gap in the schedule. Did you ask him that?
No, I mean, I don't think he makes the schedule, so I wouldn't have thought to ask him that. But
don't you wonder?
They've had some breaks here between last week. They had days off. They had a bunch of days off this week. Hey, get your rest when you can get it. But Jason Tatum said on Tuesday that he thinks there's a lot of reasons, and maybe we believe the hype too much and we didn't come out and perform as a result.
There you go.
I mean, these are just major mental lapses that the team had early on. They're playing better now. They've won three in a row. You know who's not buying in on the three games?
Who?
Brad Stevens.
Well,
Brad Stevens is not buying in on the three games, as he told us yesterday.
It's all easy to come to conclusions when you're winning three games in a row. You know, I think that we have to put more than a week together before we feel like we've made set in stone conclusions. I think that ultimately we've got to play well for a month. We've got to play well for 2 months. We've got to show some more consistency than we've shown.
Well,
because I look at the Celtics right now and I say, oh, okay, here it is. They've sorted it out. Now they're going to get on track. Because I thought we were going to hit this moment where they just get on track and they go. Because they're that good. They're that talented. Their roster is great. They are going to figure it out. And once it clicks, it's going to go. And they are going to be the team that we all thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
And so I think this is it. I think this is the start of it. I'm convinced that this is it.
Well,
I'm going to be surprised if they get derailed again.
I agree. And I think, you know, you look back, the night they won in Minnesota, it looked like sort of a turning point to me that, you know, that's a, you know, I know Minnesota's record isn't as good as it should be, but there's a lot of good players in that team. The game was on the road. You know, it was a Saturday night. They had back-to-backs for Boston. I just thought they really took it to them at the end of that game. And I think that Brown being hurt has helped Hayward. It's just his minutes, his confidence, able to do what he used to do. You know, sharing the, you know, they get the ball more when not as many good players are on the floor, and that has helped certain guys. They got some layups on the schedule too, Beadle. I'm looking at this. You know, Knicks tonight at Chicago, layup. Next week they go to Washington. They have Atlanta at home. New Orleans homes, you know, can be tough.
Those are confidence boosters. That's what we call those, Dan.
It's good.
It's a good way to get rolling.
And then the Bucks are here that Friday night, the 21st. That's a good The Greek Freak is the MVP thus far this year.
It's been great.
You know, and that's not going – it's not going to start going the other way.
617-779-0985. Joe's in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good,
Joe. I just had a quick question on Brady. You know, they're going to be in the playoffs and facing some tough defenses. Why they don't try something different? So, because they're too predictable. When they know they rush up the middle, they're going to take Brady off his spot. So why don't they try to, like, roll out and do some quick screens and take the pressure off him and do something different? Because every year it's the same thing, and he's so predictable.
Well, screens got to be right. I mean, you attempted five of them last week, whether it's a straight screen or whether it's the, we're going to play fake it and then throw, you know, have the end around fake. It's just too much smoke and mirrors at times. I just want them to run a straight old screen, five-step drop, peel back, get it out there to James
but
White.
But sometimes when they rush up the middle, he just like they don't pick it up in time and he gets knocked off. I think if he starts moving around a little bit, he's not going to be predictable. It's just like they know that he's going to be a pocket passer and he's not going to roll out or anything, so they're going to be all over him. They send everybody off.
I don't want him rolling out.
Take him.
I don't want him rolling out. I don't want him throwing on the run. I want him sitting in the pocket. I mean, he's been doing that for 19 years.
Well, here's one for Zoe, the football question. I love when we get going.
I just figured they could do something different to.
They tried different stuff.
It was a lot different than the Minnesota games. A lot of misdirection there. They were doing all kinds of stuff.
Minnesota's big in the middle. That's the one thing. Yeah. They're front three, and Sosa even said, "Wow, they're huge."
It didn't seem like they were that they didn't get a lot of pressure on them like Tennessee did.
That's why I like them so much.
Sometimes Miami does.
That's why I like them so much this week. Miami doesn't have big guys.
Oh, yeah, I like them this week. I'm just saying as they go on in the playoffs, they think the defense is going to be like rush up the middle and you can get at Brady. So I just figured.
I mean, that's been the recipe, Joe, for a long time, though. That's
Giants.
It's not new. It's a matter of can you do it? Because it's easier said than done.
Houston's tried it year after year after year.
With Shaq Mason healthy and Shaq Mason back and the interior of the line playing so well, it's not as easy as you think.
Tooney's so much better in year two than he was in year one, and he started that whole year last year. You know, he played well for a rookie in that spot where you picked him up, but he's really elevated his game. When you have two guards humming like they are right now, and a center that knows what he's doing, and Andrews, they're tough to beat.
All right, here's my football question for you. What's with the hurry up? What goes into deciding whether to do that? Do you not do it because it's hot there? When you have all your players.
This questions with Dan. I love this stuff. Questions.
He always comes in with a football question.
I want to know.
Because you're right.
Because it looks to me like it's unstoppable when they have that going and people know where they're supposed to be and you don't have Chad Ochocinco out there, whatever.
It's personnel. Yeah, when they see something, if Josh sees the right defense he wants out there, he goes, let's go. It's not like it's pre-scripted. You don't pre-script hurry up. Unless you want to come out and start a game saying, here's what we're doing. We're going 12 fast. And you just go with that. But I think when it's in the course of the game, you get the right defensive matchup out there. And I think it's all correlated to Devlin being in the lineup. Okay. When Devlin's in the lineup and you're able to go, you're able to run the ball regular personnel, and then that team counters with big, boom, they go hurry up and they split them out. That's when they get.
Dan, are you going there this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, Dan
and I are hanging Saturday night.
So according to the forecast, that's the inside football portion of the show. There's thunderstorms in the forecast for this game on Sunday, which made us think here at the Sports Hub about what happened in week one when Tennessee was there. Remember, they ended up having an eight-hour game with all the you know, stoppages. So Jim Louth, our producer, who also works on Patriots games, sent out an email today saying, hey, what's our sort of our contingency plan if this happens? What if we need to, you know, go into back to live programming?
Back into lightning mode.
Where I'm going to have to come on and host a show while there's no football game going on. And so there was a little bit of a back and forth and talking about, you know, stuff that people don't know about. Network break, local break, all this stuff. So we got an email back from Howie. You said from the network perspective, we can add as many network breaks. And then there's this last line that says, just have Beetle alert the network that will return to the normal format when the game resumes. And all we could think about was this, though.
I need to speak to our Titans radio partners, our affiliate stations right now. A message to you. An alert to the stations. We will have an abbreviated post-game show.
Is this Benenson?
Your next scheduled local break is at the end of the game. So again, to our board operators up and down the line, an abbreviated post-game show, your next scheduled local break is at the end of the game.
Jesus.
To you listening, doesn't mean anything. To the people who've been with us through this thing, those board operators, I love you. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thanks for hanging in there and keeping us online on your station so Titans fans can follow this most unusual day.
I just want to let you know that I'm preparing a similar statement for Sunday in case we run into this situation.
Couldn't have handled that with an internal blast out email to all your affiliates like normally. I mean, like, you know.
I'm going to have a similar conversation with our board operators up and down the line. I love you all, and I mean it.
We'll stay on the air as long as we can.
You could name four affiliates.
So that is what we're going to do. I'm going to have a similar statement prepared. We played that in the Sounds of Sunday week one. We made fun of that guy. Hopefully I can make it into Sounds of Sunday for week, 14 are we in?
Yeah.
For week 14.
How he makes me do is every August, like I'll do a couple liners for some of the affiliates, and I think I'm getting punked. Like this is like a Toucher and Rich bit or something. Like this goes out to G-Doggy and all his listeners up there in 104.1 up in Maine, you know, like, and it's some corny line I got to read, and I'm like, this can't be right. I was like, no, it's right. The radio's a little different up here.
103.7 The Fox.
Yeah. Oh. They said grr. I did that with the Bears. So one of the Bears stages, I'm like, grr.
Home of the Black Bears.
Arr. Arg. That's arg.
I heard bear.
Arr.
Tired.
Before we get to the new holiday song, why don't we go to Blair in Maine? Blair, go ahead.
What's going on? Hey, so what do you predict the score to be? And you think the Patriots can blow out the Miami Dolphins? And I hope so.
31-13.
So you think it's going to be closer than I think?
I think the game will feel closer than what it actually is going to be.
I want a blowout. I want like 42-13. 35, 14, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I picked. 31-13. You're like right there.
Well, yeah, but
you're like 2 points
off. Why does it have to be so close? You want it to be like more of a
blowout. So your 35 to 14 is much more of a disparage than my 31-13.
Hey, Zo, would you rather have a close game or a blowout? Oh,
but he's just telling you those things are the same. You're saying the same thing. Point spreads now.
Are we going to have all of our like great players in the game, like Rob and Brady and, you know, all of our big defensive players, all those good
Name
players.
Name three defensive players.
Yeah, do it. Three.
Three right now. Three. Give me a starting down lineman.
Hightower's one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's a lot out there.
There sure are a lot out there, but
there is a lot.
A lot to pick from. It's confusing.
I know Hightower.
Yep, you already said him. That's one.
I can't name any others.
Hightower. Oh, there you go. You know what you are? You're our version of Mabel. And that's not, no offense to Mabel.
At least I know one team to watch that's on Friday night at 8.
What are you watching?
The Maine Black Bears football team.
Well, they're good.
They're really good.
All right, so that's Blair in Maine. Got more time than usual today. We had to take his call because he's mentioned in our new holiday song. This comes to us courtesy. This comes courtesy of Tom in Worcester, good friend of the show. He's a Renaissance man. He's a painter.
I got to call back. He's a musician. I need firewood. Tom, I need firewood.
I listen. He brings firewood to Zoe. He helped me with a charitable endeavor last week.
Jungle Oath
in a big way.
Yep.
He's an incredible guy.
I did a little self programming on this one. I was sent the song. I listened to about 10 seconds of it. I want to listen to it live on the air.
All right, so here it is. You ready?
Yes.
You ready, Dan?
Yes, I am ready.
Here it is.
Have a show and beat a Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, the midday show where you go, cause they're always full of cheer. Have a Zoe and Beetle Christmas, and in case you didn't know, Hardy's got headlines and Big Jim Louth produces the whole show. Oh no, it's Ken and Lowell, he's drunk in too much beer. Holly in the truck and Blair from
heading down to Ocala, Florida.
With the coup de grace.
So I want Houston beating San Diego State.
Coach it all.
And then I want Arizona winning the whole thing pretty much.
Oh, no, it's Ken and Lowell. Don't hang up on me. I promise not to curse and swear and piss off the FCC.
Screw that shit.
Arizona and Beatles.
What do you think?
It's a little too good for us.
Yeah, it's a little too good.
It's a little too
production value is a little too high.
It's a little
Porto Morgan.
Wow.
No T-Bone.
It's fantastic.
T-Bone's mad that he didn't get referenced in it. No Tom Morgan.
Like when we do our picks this week, can we do the same thing? Not put T-Bone in.
We should.
I know. This is so bad.
I did edit it to make it better. So
he did. Tom added in the
did you
clips.
Add? Oh, you added
the
clips
of the callers.
That wasn't you singing.
No. What are you talking
about?
It did.
When it first started, when I first heard it, it had a little bit of a Hardy feel to it.
When I first heard it, I thought it was a Hardy production.
No,
it had that Barton Fink feel. I understand that. But Tom...
like cheesy basement
Leon. He's a true Renaissance man.
Absolutely is.
I mean, between the, law enforcement and firewood and
painting.
Painting.
Like random Saturday in the fall, like, hey, I'm going to drop your firewood off. What time you want me there? I said, 8 a.m. is fine. I wake up and 7:58, truck's parked outside my house. He's sitting there waiting. Wouldn't pull in the driveway till 8. It's caught, man.
What time you want it? Well, what time? I never sleep. What time you want it? I'll be there at 4.
8 o'clock on Saturday. He had to go load the truck up, drive 45 minutes and get the wood.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's nobody better.
Nice truck. Nice guy.
Blair in Maine? I mean, it's got a lot. There's a lot in there.
All our callers, Blair in Maine.
I don't want to nitpick, but I... If you were to put Blair in Maine or Lorraine in New Hampshire or maybe Mabel in there, because what do we decide? It was the
Ken and Paulie are in the top three during the football show. You know
who's the third one? Who's the third
Jungle
one?
Low. Oh, he hasn't been around though.
But Jungle Low hasn't been around.
He is checked out, man. Yeah, probably mentally and physically.
The only time he's involved here is when you mention him. Is really the only time he gets brought up. Doesn't call anymore.
Shame.
Used to call every Friday. That hasn't happened
Football
in a very
Friday.
Long time.
Football Friday.
Very long time.
Good stuff. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Good job, Tom.
That puts me in the spirit. Now I'm officially in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible to get all of our callers in like a do they know it's Christmas type of setting?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. What do you think it's
Would
not?
You want to do that?
Not really.
I think it'd be fascinating.
Put them all in there. Get them some big Stevie Wonder headphones or something. Who is in on that? That whole "Do they know it's Christmas" song?
Well, that's the
Lionel Richie.
That's the British one. Really.
We Are the World was the definitive one.
Do they know Christmas like same thing?
Yeah.
But that's like Bob Geldof and Bono and
We Are the World. Quincy Jones got that together.
We Are the World is essentially the Americanized version of it.
Springsteen, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Remember that Dan Aykroyd was standing in the back for no reason?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of people back there for no reason. Yeah.
They had some big players in small role.
Billy Who would get the isolation booth like Michael Jackson got in We Are the World? You know, he's by himself doing that. Who among our callers would get the isolated booth for their vocal solo? Dilly? Would it be Dilly?
Yeah, I like her.
I'm looking at the list.
Jungle-O.
I'm looking at the list of the original Do They Know It's Christmas. There were some stars in there.
There's stars.
Yeah, Bono was bigger.
But Bono was there. He wasn't huge at that point.
Phil Collins was in it.
But Phil Collins was probably
Beatle,
the biggest.
Boy George.
Beatle, not even close.
Boy
Beatle.
George. Look George up. Michael. No, it's not We Are the World, Dan. I'm saying that it was that this song wasn't.
It's Feed the World.
Had at least some name recognition to it.
Oh, yeah.
No, the We Are the World. Have you ever seen
the Joe Cocker
the isolated video that someone got a hold of Bob Dylan in the We Are the World?
No.
I'm going to show it to you during these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.